G's Bend is a play written by Elizabeth Gregory Wilder based on the true story of three generations of the Pettaway women of G's Bend, Alabama. Originally a settlement community of predominantly poor African-American families, the women of the community have used scraps of old fabric to strip together quilts for warmth. The free-flowing colors and random patterns of the quilts from G's Bend captured the hearts of the New York art scene, turning the comforting warmth of the discarded fabric into valuable works of art. Shawnuff Productions will present G's Bend at the Chattanooga Theater Center September 10th through the 21st. The moving sound of spirituals blankets the room as the cast of G's Bend makes their way onto the stage. The play may take place in a small southern community, but the story speaks to a nation finding a balance between their differences.
G's Bend. I had a dream, a vision come to me more than three nights now. Story passed down to me by my great-great-granddaddy. Tells about the walk they made, one of 1845, 100 of them on foot. Mr. Pettaway, the man and owners, he said my granddaddy too young to make the trip. Wanted his mother to leave him behind. Who but his mother? She wrapped him up in that quilt, sold him up in the bag ticket and placed him up on that wagon. Only in my dream it was me, sewed up inside. Sewed up so tight you can't see, can't breathe.
Under the direction of Bruce Shaw, G's Bend tells a moving story through just four characters, one man and three women.
At the beginning, sisters and mom, further into the show, another generation. And one of the interesting things about the show, Sheila Wofford plays Alice, who is the mother of these two. She then becomes, in the latter part of the show, the daughter of Ms. Akiko Bass here, who plays a character named Sadie.
Exactly. Alice, the mother of the girls, and then later the granddaughter, Asia.
So you play your own granddaughter.
I play my own granddaughter.
Right.
Or in this case, you're your own grandmother.
Absolutely.
And just in case you didn't know, the granddaughter looks just like the grandmother.
Absolutely.
I just like her.
She looks
that's
like
even
her
in the script. Doesn't she look just like her? So that's one of the fun times.
My name is Akiko Bass, and I play Sadie. Sadie is very loving and very naive at the beginning of the show. She's educated as far as the eighth grade, but she wants so much more out of life. She hears about Dr. King and she is so entombed with the movement. So even risking her life, her family, she feels like this is something that she has to do. Because of what she does, their quilts are now hanging in museums today. She felt like she had to do this, and that's exactly what she did, and she has no regrets behind it.
I'm Jeremy Wilkins. I'm playing the part of Macon. Macon is the husband of Sadie. They married, she was rather young, he was about 25. His whole goal is to create a safe place to raise his family, to have his wife, to have his land, to have basically everything he's worked his entire life to get. He kind of set up his house, set up his home, his land to kind of stay out of the whole civil rights movement, out of trouble, head down, just, you know, we have our family, that's all he really needs. But his wife, on the other hand, is really drawn to the movement, and he's terrified because he's hearing about all the negative things in the movement, people showing up dead, people being beat up in the streets. He doesn't want that for his wife, for his family.
I'm Ashwa Shishi Dance. I play the character of Nella, who is Sadie's older sister and the daughter of Alice, and I'm pretty much the whippersnapper and the troublemaker throughout the show.
In this scene, both of the young girls have noticed Macon, and their mother warns them away.
Macon see me doing the wash yesterday.
You didn't laugh when he saw you hanging your drawers out on the line.
Didn't know I
laughed because your drawers are so big.
I told him your drawers hanging out on the line, and he smiled at me.
Why do you think that man looking at you?
Because I seen him. He ain't looking at you with your naughty head.
Why ain't they naughty? Look at you.
with that, the both of you.
I thought you said ain't no men's over here worth nothing.
I don't want that man.
Do so. I think Nella hang her draws out on the line on purpose.
Where else they supposed to drop?
But he don't give you the time of day.
That boy is too old for you. He's a man. He comes sniffing around here. I'll get after him with my broom.
He's just being nice.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Mama, he ain't doing nothing.
Not yet, he ain't. You stay away from that boy now. You hear me?
Here's an excerpt from a scene where Macon courts Sadie.
That was some good pie you made.
I'm glad you like it.
Make me all fat and happy.
Mama sure gonna be mad if she found out I used up all the sugar.
Sound real good reading the church today.
I don't like standing up in front of all them people.
Well, Nella sure don't have no trouble singing up in front of them folk.
Well, Nella's always a show-off, but not me. I don't like it.
The timing of this production is not by accident.
The idea had occurred to me to start trying to connect with folks like the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Chamber of Commerce, other active commercial groups in town, and occasionally produce as an independent producer plays or artistic events that dovetailed with activities that these folks were doing. While I was involved with the Holmberg Institute, arts leadership training here, a lady named Janet Suber, who is heavily involved with the Modern Quilters Guild, found out that I was a producer-director. I had produced an original called Balconies here by a Chattanooga playwright at the Ensemble Theater of Chattanooga the previous year. She brought me a script and said, might you be interested in this? The Convention and Visitors Bureau just booked the Quilters Convention into town. And I've been fascinated with this particular play and the history of the G's Bend quilters in particular. Given my initial concept of things that I wanted to try as a producer and this script and that event, I said, here we go.
The playwright for G's Bend, Elizabeth Gregory Wilder, is the Tennessee Williams Artist in Residence at Sewanee.
She consented to come down and gave us her insight as to what it was like to walk into a community and start transcribing these people's story and try and gather their cooperation. And she will be coming the matinee on Sunday, September the 14th. She will be doing the talk back, or what's sometimes called a ghost light session, and be there to answer questions.
G's Bend is opening September 10th on the main stage at the Chattanooga Theater Center and runs through September 21st. Tickets are available through the box office or online at tickets.theatercenter.com or by calling 423-267-8534. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.